Baruchatah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. I want to talk to you about how to read the Bible, how to connect with God through the Bible, and I want to give you the shortest message you've ever heard from me. Next week and the week to follow, I'm going to elaborate more on the practicalities of connecting with God through the Bible. But when I first introduced this topic a week ago on Friday night, I said it is a good thing if you're not accustomed to reading the Bible regularly to try to read one verse a day. And some people thought, oh, one verse doesn't count. I want to show you how one verse counts. So turn with me to Psalm 19, verse 14 in the English, verse 15 in the Hebrew. The Hebrew says, Yiyu liratzon imrei fi v'higiyon libi lifanecha Adonai tzori v'goali. The English says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, this is one verse. If you read this verse, it can be powerful in touching you. This is part of the Jewish Siddur and is traditionally included as the actual conclusion to the Amidah, the Shemona Esrei, the standing prayer, the 18 benedictions. This is a scripture, and I want to show you how to take a scripture like this to heart. And the way you do it is you not only read it, but you pray it. There are many scriptures that if you read them, they'll touch you one way. If you pray them, they'll touch you even more deeply. This says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, my rock, and my redeemer. Now, you can see how a one-verse scripture reading can turn into a one sentence prayer. Let's just pray this in all together. I'll say the words and you repeat them after me, because maybe you have a different translation than I do. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, take just 10 seconds and pray that idea yourself, quietly or silently, to the Lord. And now listen as I pray. Lord, I pray that what I say, that the words in my mouth and the things that I think about, the things that I contemplate, the things that stir around on the inside would be what is pleasing to you. And I ask, Lord, that your word would abide in me and that I could abide in you. Your word is active and alive. So, Lord, I pray not just about my words, but about your word. Let me take your word to heart. Let the desires of my heart change to be shaped and redirected so that they are more like the desires of your heart. Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. I thank you for your faithfulness in Yeshua's name. Amen. Sometimes one verse can change your day because you read it and it gives you clear direction. And sometimes a one-sentence prayer can change everything because you realign yourself with the will of God and you put off everything else. I want to encourage you, start with a verse a day if you don't have that habit. If you need help, we're going to work on sending out a verse a day for a week and just sending out something that you can read, one verse that you can read, and then you can learn to pray that one verse. We're going to work on this because we want everyone.